You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes,
we are going to go over Natura cigars.
Natura emerged from the fresh produce industry. Visionary Jacob Efrook established a reputation over the course of 35 years for delivering exceptional quality products. Eager to explore new frontiers, he embarked on an innovative journey into the world of tobacco, seeking to create something truly unique. This fusion of agricultural know-how and tobacco cultivation led us to the highlands of Dominican Republic, crafting distinctive blends that stand out from the rest. Cultivated in Constanza, Dominican Republic, an extended growing period that nearly doubles that of traditional methods. This extra time and attention results in larger leaves, brimming with distinct flavors and even new colors.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to this segment of Smokes episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. Our host is myself, good old boy Barger. To my left is good old boy Benjamin.
Howdy ho, neighbors.
I got to my right, good old boy Rich.
Hey there, everybody.
Sitting in sound is good old boy Bobbert. He's not on the mic yet, though. And we bring in Grandpa out of retirement here. Good old boy, Mike.
The holy grail.
Yeah, you really need to find a happy place.
Is that butterscotch in your pocket?
Yeah, that's one of those little strawberries. There,
it's a Werther. I left them warm just for you.
All right, man. So he's tired of us having all the fun. So we're the best thing on at 2 a.m., right before the cops kick down your door, and because they found the wrong house. And just after those I Love Lucy reruns.
Oh, you know about the neighbor stash.
I'm not driving, I'm traveling.
That's right. That's right. Independent, sir. As you know, and I hope you know, our smoke segments are all about cigars and, well, anything that's smoked. As for today's segment, drum roll, please. We are going to go over Natura cigars. So strap on and hang in tight. We're going to have fun today. But don't worry, if you miss anything, you can go download the full episode from wherever you get your podcast. But before we dive into the shallow end of the pool, remember the buddy system. Where's your buddy?
Hold my hand, Rich.
Oh, buddy.
Do I have to?
Buddy.
It's all about where the pinky's going.
All right. Well, I got my floaties. If you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered.
Sorry,
on our Cigar 101 episode.
Needs it's more rim called, shot.
What's it called? Smell My Feet? Is that the name of our episode, Cigar 101?
30 Socks.
Yeah.
That's yes. correct.
It's Smell My Feet.
Foot. Smell My Foot.
Foot. Oh, foot. Yeah.
Foot.
Oh,
it was about the foot of the
listen,
cigar. You
I'm
were like,
sorry,
smell
the
beta
took
of my
your
cigar.
One foot, so we have to smell the other
the
one.
The joke loses its pizzazz as you explain it.
Yeah, right. Mm. Yeah. Well, go ahead and look that one up and check out our Cigar 101 and smell our foot. In honors of...
Smell my foot.
You know, good old boy Benjamin gets to go over our smokes rating today. Take it away, Benjamin.
Sweet. So today we'll be smoking and discussing these cigars and rating them with our Sips, Suds, and Smokes ratings plus our signature sounds. And here are those ratings now. One, this sucked even before it was lit. Two, at least I lit it. 3. I'd smoke this again. 4.
How much you want for them?
5.
Where are they? I need a box.
All right. Well, we got a little bit of explanations about Natura Cigar Company. They're a newer company on the spot. We just ran into them at PCA last year.
Check for the post on the socials.
Yeah, our Instagram, where I interviewed Jacob Efrick from Natura. That was a good interview. Rich, why don't you tell us a little bit about Natura?
Well, Michael, I'd be happy to. Natura emerged from the fresh produce industry. Visionary Jacob Efrick established a reputation over the course of 35 years for delivering exceptional quality products. Eager to explore new frontiers, he embarked on an innovative journey into the world of tobacco, seeking to create something truly unique. This fusion of agricultural know-how and tobacco cultivation led us to the highlands of Dominican Republic, crafting distinctive blends that stand out from the rest. Cultivated in Constanza, Dominican Republic, at an average temperature of 10 degrees centigrade.
That's when you get a word right.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. You should get more of those. And for us...
Guess which one you're going to get.
Which one? Oh.
So 10 degrees centigrade, which is what? About 50 degrees.
About 50 degrees,
about 50,
yeah.
For us rednecks.
I can't do metrics.
Our tobacco undergoes an extended growing period that nearly doubles that of traditional methods. This extra time and attention given to our crops results in larger leaves brimming with distinct flavors and even new colors. In cold temperatures, we extend the drying process to twice the duration of conventional tobaccos. Through this period, we tend to our leaves in a way that allows them to preserve more nutrition as they dry, maintaining the rich flavors and characteristics that define the essence of Natura.
So one thing I found...
That was a good marketing meeting.
Yeah. So one
when's
thing...
When's lunch?
One thing that I find interesting about this company is they're actually... started as vegetable farmers.
Yeah, that's the same thing as produce, right?
Welcome to Career Day. My name is Hank, and I want to grow the biggest carrots on the planet.
You want the biggest carrot? What is that guy from Crux? He's got that.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
right. Chris.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. I'm open to like...
I was going
to
ask how many blue ribbons they
onions
have.
Onions and some other vegetables as
I don't
well.
Know. But anyway, so they grow at 4,500 square foot above sea level.
4,500 square foot?
Not square
above
foot. Square foot. Not. Sorry, that was the contractor in me. I'm still in work brain.
Who am I billing for this?
Yeah.
That's all I need to know.
Their elevation.
Well, so your elevation square feet's off a bit. So. Right.
See, that's a lot more dynamic.
So their elevation is 4,500 feet. And they're actually the highest elevated growers.
I've been inhaling so, just a little too much today.
There's one company
just
that,
making up English words.
So Placencia says that they're the highest elevated, but they're only at 3,300 square. I'm not saying square foot again. I'm not doing it. At 3,300 feet above sea level.
Well, that is really unusual because I mean, tobacco is usually grown on incredibly flat, soil. It usually is not, unless you have terrorist,
terrorist. Oh,
yes,
that's different.
I know how to enunciate. Yeah. Someone else does not. Mm-hmm. So, but so this not only is their growing process unique, I've got to believe that their cultivation process probably presents some challenges as well because, you're not going to get a lot of equipment to go up and down these mountains, So I've got to believe that there's an awful lot of work by hand or by donkey.
There's
possibly.
A picture of some of their greenhouses.
No. Yeah. You're not, those are not going to taste the same at the top as they are at the bottom.
For the
that's
viewers
for sure.
out there, right. Check out this picture.
Out this picture. We'll give you all the time you need.
Absolutely.
But it was interesting how, a lot of those different, what stood out to me in this line is that there were a lot of flavors I was getting from these cigars that I've never had before. And it was just, I think it has to do with the elevation and
well,
the soil.
That or, I do believe it is probably a combination of several things. Yes, I do believe that it is, you know, aspects of altitude, but I've got to believe their production process has been impacted by a lot of the natural challenges of, you know, basically working on a slope.
Right. Right. Well, what are your thoughts on this? Just first rip off thoughts.
Needs more donkey.
Yeah.
I'm still looking for the square foot or something.
Yeah, I can't believe I said square foot. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, listeners.
Yeah, I get the elevation thing. The greenhouse growing situation I have many questions about. Draws lines to, you know, viticulture and wine growing, and for something that is a terroir driven product.
Yeah.
You know, outside of the flavor building and, you know, the new colors and those type of things that they mention, you know, what is that greenhouse growing effect?
Why?
Yeah.
That would be my big question. Yeah.
Why do they do it?
Yeah.
Because they had them.
Well, we'll be right back, folks.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Well, we're back. We hope that you enjoyed those commercials, and we are going to kick this off with talking about the first cigar in the line from Natura Cigars. The first in the line is the Acolteki. Is that right?
Nailed it.
According
to YouTube pronunciation.
I got a ding. Okay. Benjamin, tell me a little bit about this cigar.
As exotic as it is alluring, this rare blend is hard to come across, but delivers spirited and sweet draws for the most worthy of smokers. The wrapper's Cameroon, the binder's Habano, filler Pennsylvania Dominicano T3, and Patafina.
Okay.
These things, number one, the majority of them were a bit larger ring gauge or girth.
Yeah, girth.
They were going to be demonstrating how to measure girth. Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure, place it at the center of the shoulder, bring it down through the crotch, and back up again.
Yo.
Heyo. Well, tell me what you thought about this cigar.
Yeah, man, the Habano Cameroon, I think, created a bit of a juxtaposition that I wasn't super crazy about. The Cameroon wrapper being very delicate and having a very almost kind of like floral flavor profile to it, that Habano spice kind of cut through a bit for me.
Yeah.
So it not something that I would have necessarily not a flavor profile that I've ever experienced or would have I, you know, put together in my own brain as something to look for, to be real honest. But
sure.
I think that's maybe one of the feathers in the cap of Natura is, you know, maybe doing something a little different.
Right.
Right. They're getting
intentionally or maybe unintentionally.
Well, so if they're growing all of these things, right, and this process is taking longer and the colder temperature exposure, you know, maybe they're pulling some different flavor profiles out of those well known cigar, you know, leaves that we know. And these things, you know, maybe work a bit better, you know, in their blending panels or labs or however they put that together.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that's just kind of where I landed on it. You know,
sure.
I think a lot of the, you know, they talk about it having like some clove and some vanilla. I didn't really pick those notes up.
I didn't pick up the vanilla.
I did.
But the, well,
interesting.
Okay, Mike, geez.
Well, here was my notes on it. I said, it was a great smoke. I enjoyed it. It was really earthy, like the soil. You could really get that soil taste out of it, almost to the point of like you were tasting dirt kind of.
And I think that's a thread of commonality through the line.
Yeah. And I even put in here, I said, some people don't like that, but I do. You know, but it's also, it was smooth. I thought the draw was really good on it. And I thought the construction on mine was good. Now, I know some of you guys had a little construction issues.
Yeah, this is the one I had huge construction issues out of.
Yeah.
I had about a quarter of the wrapper flaked off. It was real thin. I must have been smoking it too fast. Right.
Put the earth on her. I did push through.
Well, I mean, that Cameroon wrapper is a delicate wrapper.
Well,
too.
If it got knocked
in your humidor, it could have just been broken. Anything could have happened.
Well, and it had a hot spot, you know. So, anyways, I got through it. Though.
Was the Wi-Fi connection good on it? Or?
Did you use the right password again?
I did.
Blow me.
But I'm glad I pushed through it. I did get a lot of interesting flavors. I got a little bit of what I considered maybe some hay or straw.
That's like earthy.
Yeah, kind of that earthy tone. I think on the website they talk about having a clover flavor.
I don't know. Let's see if Mike picked out the cloves.
I call that earthiness the aroma of horse.
So
the name of a horse is the name of the cigar.
No, I know.
So it's whole line.
I did pick up on a little bit of wood.
Yeah.
And some clove and something sweet is what I wrote down. And I kind of went back and said, this is probably vanilla. It's a really interesting combo. It is that Pennsylvania filler. Yeah. It is absolutely the X factor in many of the cigars we're going to talk about. The simple word I used was intriguing.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things we ran across, and I'm like, this is not like, you know, any other combo that we've had before. And
right.
I've got to believe it is, you know, that Pennsylvania leaf that they have in their filler itself that has got to be creating something that we've just never had before, because I don't know anybody else that's using that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that would probably be, you know, at the top of my list is, why'd you guys choose to do that? I mean, is that something that grows at altitude? Are they growing that elsewhere and importing the filler in? Because it definitely is something that I was like, this is something very, very different. And I'm going to have to say, I've had the other things that are, you know, a part of this combo. So I've got to believe that is what is creating something that is really unique here. Yeah.
Yeah. The uniqueness. And I think that my thoughts on it are, the soil and the elevation are really what drive the flavor profiles to be completely different than what we're used to smoking. So let's see what we got here. We're going to rate it a 4.
Magnificent.
I mean, I just thought it was both intriguing and average, but, I don't know that I would go back to this again, but I'm very glad to have it at least once. I probably would have, you know, after the third stick, I would have said,
kind of done with that.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I'll definitely go back to it.
Yeah. I mean, this is one I would definitely go back to. But up next, Mike, you're going to talk about the Frisian. Is that right?
Frisian.
Frisian? Is that
Frisian is how you say
Frisian.
It. It is the name of another horse.
Yeah. This whole line is all about horses. That was his whole thing. He loves horses.
Yeah.
Jacob loves horses.
Combining a robust appearance with an enjoyable temperament, this blend of San Andreas and punchy fillers offers a harmonious smoking experience. Yeah, I think the marketing meeting went a little too long. The wrapper on this is San Andreas. The binder is broadleaf. And we are back to a combo of that Nicaragua, Pennsylvania, Dominican, Habano. Is what we have on this one. So, let's see. Let me bring up my own notes here on Frisian. It was a tad spicy up front.
Tons of construction issues. See? You feel better now, Rick?
I think I do. I think you were smoking it wrong. You were smoking it too fast.
Thin draw, some canoeing, roller coaster flavors, and a partridge and a pear tree. You know, it's kind of mild in the middle with a hint of spice, a little bit of wood, and, you know, some faint citrus, which I kind of pegged as orange. You know, it's kind of what I picked on. You know, it was, again, kind of fell in that same category for me. It was like, this is interesting. I really like whatever is new and different in this. And I'm like, definitely with that many things in the filler, you know, it's like, did you hit it well or did you miss it or what's going on here exactly?
So I think the San Andreas really made that one pop. This was actually my least favorite in the line, but I think that San Andreas really brought it together.
Yeah. I don't know that I would go back to this one. Yeah.
This one's probably the most consistent.
I think it was all the construction things.
Yeah. From a flavor profile for me from start to finish.
Yeah.
And I think it is the combination of the Habano and San Andreas, right? The little bit darker wrapper.
Yeah. And we'll be right back with the rest of these thoughts.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back. Folks, thanks for having us and keep on listening to us. Benjamin, you want to finish your thoughts on that Frisian?
Well, yeah, and then I think the other thing that I noticed about Natura cigars is they seem to have a very solid, noticeable kind of base blending.
Yeah.
So they all kind of have the same foundation to the cigars, and then they're really, it feels like concentrating in on the binder and the wrapper, and it gives you the opportunity to kind of dial into those larger flavor components, which is something that was pretty cool. I think it would be a good opportunity and interaction for, you know, a newer cigar smoker or a novice cigar smoker to kind of understand the complexity that the binder and wrapper bring to a cigar, because there's that same kind of common thread of, you know, the Habano, the Pennsylvania leaves underneath whatever they're wrapping the cigars in.
Interesting. Yeah.
Rich, what do you think about this one?
I agree with everyone's so far. I think I got a lot of earth flavoring. Mine was it was weird because I felt like it was smooth, but I had a little string of bitterness. Yeah. In it, which was kind of weird, but other than that, I mean, I enjoyed it. It was it had a lot better construction than the last one.
There was something out of balance with this, and I never could really
put your finger on it.
Yeah, it was like there's something. I don't know exactly which piece of the equation was out of balance, but I kept on fighting through so many of the construction issues. I was like, okay, you know.
Well, you humidify them in their sock drawer.
Someone gave me in a pack with a Beveda in it, so I left it in there for the proper amount of time. Yeah, it was the roller coaster effect of the flavors that I thought was really kind of off-putting, and I don't know if it was having these peak moments and then these valleys, and I was like, you know, where is this going? You know, I mean, I remember going through this and going, I can't wait for this to be done. You know, am I at the band yet? Because I'm, you know, has it turned? Because, you know, I'm just going to declare it's turned. But
well, so for me, this cigar, it started out really good. Like, I really enjoyed the first, I'd say, half of it. And then when I got to the last half, it was just kind of trailing off. And like the flavor profile was not that San Andreas was just kind of falling off a little bit.
If they dropped this out of their product line, I would not miss it.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are we going to give it? I'm going to give it a 3. Well, as many of you know, we went to PCA this year and,
Premium Cigar Association trade show.
Yeah, in New Orleans. And it was myself, Rich, and Bobbert.
Nolans.
Yeah. Nolans. And we had, and Justin, good old boy Justin was there with us. Shout out.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah. We had a really good time out there.
We worked a lot.
I think we did 51 interviews in 3 days.
I think we were, what Robert clocked us at like 70 miles a day or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
10
okay, miles a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
70, 10, whatever.
It's a split. How many square feet is that?
I don't think 7, that you guys need to use the word clocked in any other word.
Okay.
That's right. But anyway, we
clocked
had
in the word IQ should just literally be banished from your vocabulary. 5,000
square feet an hour.
Yeah. We,
a lot of square footage in that place.
That place was massive.
It was
bro.
Huge.
It was like a mile long on the inside.
And he'd have to go from one side to the other quickly.
Because they don't put the booths that you want to talk to next to each other.
We're here at minus 40 feet elevation.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
At least.
But it was interesting because we saw the booth. When I found the booth for Natura, I walked up and wanted. I was like, thank you guys for making that first harvest that, you know, made my list last year. That was my top cigar from the PCA 2023 in Vegas.
Well, you know, I think that there was a fair bit of marketing that, you know, was playing into a lot of the splash with that product. I think people were really intrigued, you know, like, what are you guys doing? Nobody else is doing this in the DR. And I think the novelty of what they were describing, what they were doing, I thought created a lot of unnatural buzz, you know.
Well, what was interesting is the when I got the first harvest at 2023, I didn't know any of that stuff. And I had just smoked the cigar. And they only give me one because they were like, there's only 7,000 boxes and that got produced period out of their first harvest. So I was like, okay, well,
sure, it wasn't 7,000 square feet.
Yeah, well, it could have been. But either way, it made my number one cigar of 2023. And I went up to them to thank them for making that cigar, and they were like, we're on your list. Like, who are you? What's your list? And I was like, I thought we emailed you the link. And I ended up sending them the link. It was really funny because they had no idea. Anyway, I sent the guy the link while we were there, and then over the first night, I guess they listened to the episode.
And then it was
banned once again.
Yeah, no. But then when we came back the next day.
Senor, you're not coming into the Dominican Republic today. No more.
Well, they were like,
you're going to get
no more cigar for you.
They were just super happy and appreciative, and it was just really refreshing to be like, you know, they thanking us for doing this, and we're just like, thank you for doing what you do, you know? It was really interesting and started a conversation with Alex, which is their head director of, I think he's just the head director there. Yeah. But anyway, Alex is a great dude to talk to, and we had a good conversation, and we did an interview with Jacob Efrock, and it's on our Instagram. I actually made him tear up with one of my questions.
What's your favorite lollipop flavor?
Just to smell your feet.
Yeah.
I really like cream soda, man.
But no, it was a really good time. What were your impressions?
Well, I just think, you know, for as far as the people, they're great people. And you know, were real warm with us. I guess even the first day, I think they were interested in what we did. And of course, when we came back, they were like, clear the stage. We're going to do this, get out of the way. I mean, they were really cool. And the interview was just, it was just, you could tell that the guy was just really a solid guy.
Yeah. And he was